This is the Employment Law Show.
All righty, the fellas are back at it, ready to go with the Wednesday night edition. Hope you're ready to rock as well as we tuck in here and get to another half hour of employment law smartness. We're going to make you smarter. That's the whole point of the show. You can always reach out to Lior when he's not doing this half hour. And if you don't have that number already, I'll give it to you now and throughout the half hour, 1-855-821-5900 to talk to Lior and his team off air. That's how you do that. Help at employmentlawyer.ca and the website, always, pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. And don't forget about searching out and finding the severance calculator. Easy to find on that particular website. Take that for a spin. And let's chat about what you got in mind. The commandments of termination of employment. We have 10 of them. Not sure if we'll get to all 10 if you start calling in, but that's always, you know, feel free to interrupt us. That's not a problem. The commandments of termination of employment. These are coming up here momentarily. But, Lior, we always start off with the case of the day, pal. What you got cooking?
Hey, John. Employment law is what I'm here to do. I'm here to spread some knowledge, some information, and hopefully spread some peace of mind. Really, this is what this is all about. When employment law issues come up, when your job is not going the way you should, it's difficult, it's stressful, you'll get anxiety. Well, you don't need to, because you have rights. There's things that you can do, there's protections that you have. You may not know what they are. Well, I do, which is why if you want to know yourself, just call us right now, ask your question, tell us what the situation is that you're dealing with, and I'll tell you exactly what to do and how to get that resolved. And hopefully make you feel better so you don't have to be all anxious and upset about it. And, of course, beyond the 30 minutes of the show, I'm in the office. You can call me. You can email me. We'll give you that contact information throughout the show. That way you can get me to roll up my sleeves and I can help you resolve that issue. But right now, I always like to start off with a case that I came across. So every Wednesday, I do a live stream. So you can find me at 1 p.m. every Wednesday. You can find me on Indeed, on YouTube, on Facebook, etc. And one of the questions that came today was kind of a tale as old as time, but something that I really think that everyone should be aware of in terms of your rights. This gentleman asked me a question. He said that he had been off for about a year on a disability leave and was getting ready to come back to work, contacted his employer, only to get a registered letter in the mail saying, we were holding off on doing this, but now that you're ready to come back to work, we're going to fire you for cause for performance reasons and wish you all the best. So, of course, very upset, this gentleman, as he would be, as anyone would be, he reached out to me today on my live stream and he wanted to understand what his rights were. So let's start with the very basics here. First of all, it's always the employer that has to prove that they have cause to let you go. The employee doesn't have to disprove it. The employer actually has to prove it. So if this is all made up, which appears to be, then the employer's never going to be able to prove it because there's not going to be evidence of things that this person did wrong, of warnings that he got, etc. Beyond that, what it appears that it's happening here is that this employer didn't want to bring this employee back, didn't want to try. They knew they had to. So they came up with a reason to avoid that by saying they're going to fire him for cause. Well, that's illegal. That's a human rights violation. You cannot do that. An employer has to make all efforts to bring the person back from a medical leave, and they have to deal with the employee in good faith. So in this situation, they didn't do that. I want you to remember, if you're ready to come back to work, your employer has to make all efforts to bring you back. If they try to come up with an excuse not to bring you back, if they ignore you, or if they do, as this employer did, come up with a reason to fire you, illegal. So this employer is going to have to pay a hefty penalty, if you will. Not only will they have to pay this person severance, of course they're going to have to pay him severance. Potentially there's human rights damages that are going to be owing as well. So no, this employer thought maybe it's going to save money. In fact, it's going to cost them a lot more than they would have if they just brought this person back to work. So there's important lessons there for everyone that's an employee. Whether you're on a disability or not, if you've been fired, you know what to do. You know what this means. Call me and let's discuss it.
Does it not shock you a little, Lior, that, you know, even though you've been down this road and heard this story countless times, that this is still happening? Employers still haven't had the, you know, they haven't woken up to doing something like this in 2024, honestly.
You know, every time I start thinking that, you know what, I think employers have kind of gotten the message, I get inundated with 25 situations where I'm like, oh, no, they don't. Listen, not every employer is the same. There's some employers, many, many employers out there that are conscientious, that are very patient with their employees. They want to do right by their employees. And sometimes they make mistakes, but they want to do right. But there's other employers there that are much more cavalier, that think that if it's their business, they could do whatever they want and forget about this pesky thing called employment law. Well, that doesn't work. That catches up to you. You got to do things right. If not, I'm going to be knocking on your door.
Want to get into a few of these before we take one tiny break, and that is the commandments of termination of employment. These are all important, Leora, and that's why you put them in the, you know, kind of the commandment banner, because you got to know these things, whether you're an employee or employer. First one is, thou shalt not get legal advice from just anyone, like your neighbor or your best friend or the guy across the fence, right?
Yeah, that's the place to start. You know, whenever you and I started the show, just over 11 years now,
right,
John, it was because I was so frustrated to see day in and day out people coming up with these ridiculous conclusions because someone told them, or they read something online, or they asked their Uncle Jeffrey, who used to work in HR. None of that works. When it comes to something as important as your legal rights, especially your legal rights in the workplace where you spend most of your day, you got to do this right, okay? Yeah. There's no Google University you should be attending. You shouldn't be asking advice from people that you think know more than you. Speak with an employment lawyer. Get proper advice. And here's how I'm going to convince you that I'm not being self-interested here. If you don't like me, then speak to another employment lawyer. I'll say that. I'll even give you a referral if you don't like me to speak to another employment lawyer, because you need to speak to someone. It doesn't have to be me. I'd love for it to be me. Do the right thing. Every single day I speak with people that now can't pursue their matters because they made a bad decision because they got the wrong advice. Don't let that happen to you when it comes to employment law, especially when it comes to termination of employment, okay? Don't get the wrong advice. Once you sign off on that termination letter, as bad as it is, you can't go back. So make sure you get the right advice.
We got 9 more of these commandments on the way when it comes to employment law and knowing your rights, but we'll do it on the other side of this short break, Wednesday night edition. Employment Law Show right here, 640.
Welcome back to the Employment Law Show.
You betcha, 642 here on Wednesday evening. Thanks for joining us once again. Leora Sanfiru, always here on a Wednesday, always reachable as well after the show. And that would be 1-855-821-5900, help@employmentlawyer.ca. And we're right into the commandments of termination of employment. The first one we just covered on the other side of the break, thou shall not get legal advice from just anyone. No, you will call an employment lawyer, you will call Leora. Number 2, thou shall understand what happens if you accept a temporary layoff. Oh, we got to know about this one even after the pandemic, eh, Leora?
You have to know about this one. So my second commandment has everything to do with temporary layoffs. Why? Because you may think a temporary layoff is a very innocent thing. Well, you know, my employer's business is a bit slower now, so they're just putting me on a temporary layoff, and hopefully they'll be calling me back to work in the next few months. Sounds innocent, but it's not. And it's not innocent because it's not legal. In most cases, your employer is not allowed to do that. That's not me saying that. That's just what our law says in Canada. So if you're put on a temporary layoff, you can treat that as a termination of employment and get severance. But it goes beyond just that. When we talk about what you have to know when it comes to temporary layoffs, what you have to know is that if you don't want to do what I just said, you don't want to consider that to be a termination, you'd rather just sit at home and, you know, be the good soldier and wait to be called back to work. And let's say that's exactly what happens. 3 months later, whatever it is, your employer calls you back to work. And you think, okay, dodge that bullet. Well, not so fast. You haven't dodged the bullet, because what happens now, because you accepted this temporary layoff, you've given your employer the right to do it again. And if a month later your employer wants to do it again, they can. Why? Because you let it happen that first time. So now you've created a situation where your employer can just lay you off temporarily for months at a time, essentially whenever it wants. Not a good situation to be in. That's why whenever your employer starts doing something as extreme as a temporary layoff, don't accept it. Okay, call me. Let's talk about that. I spoke earlier today with a lady who has been now on a temporary layoff for several months and wants to know what her rights were. except that's happened in the past and she accepted it. And I had to tell her, at this point, you have to wait. You could potentially be waiting as long as 8 months. So don't let that happen to you. If you're put on a temporary layoff, we should have the constructive dismissal conversation.
We're talking about the commandments of termination of employment. Number three, this is the one, unfortunately, people in the long past and I guess going ahead in the future do this all the time. They just kind of lay down and accept it. That is, thou shall not be silent in the face of negative reviews or discipline, right?
So the reason why that's a termination commandment, because negative reviews or discipline is usually a step that the employer takes towards termination of employment. In fact, it's a step towards a termination for cause. So what often happens is if an employer decides that they want to build a case to allege cause so they don't have to pay you severance, it's going to start with negative performance reviews or discipline so they can build up that case. So what happens there is if you don't do anything, if you're silent in the face of those things, it's as if you say, yeah, that's right, you're right, employer, my bad. And if you do that, then you're letting your employer build that case against you. So you cannot be silent in the face of negative reviews or discipline if you don't agree with them 100%. Yeah. If you don't agree with 100%, you have to say so. In email, works perfectly. I don't want you to say it verbally. There's no point. In writing, employer, here's why I don't agree with that negative performance review. Or here's some other information that you didn't consider or some other information that you didn't know about. Send that email. You don't need the employer to respond. You don't need them to agree. You just need to be on record as saying, I don't agree. By doing that, you're going to make it much more difficult, much, much more difficult for the company to let you go for cause. You're going to put a big kink in their efforts to try to let you go, to build a case against you. So that's definitely one of my commandments if you want to preserve your job or at least not to be fired for cause.
Commandment number four is a good one, Lior, and I think people are finally, hopefully, waking up to this one. It doesn't happen nearly as much as, 11 years ago before we started the show, and that is, thou shall not sign that severance package.
Absolutely. That probably could be number one, two, three, and four to 10. That is the big one when it comes to termination, commandments of termination. Thou shall not sign that severance package. It doesn't matter if you work for a big company, small company, good company, bad company, whether you were let go with cause, without cause, whether you've been there 6 months or 25 years. It does not matter. If you're staring at that piece of paper, call it the termination letter, the severance letter, and that document requires your signature, you shall not, cannot, should not sign it without speaking to me. Or again, as I said earlier, you don't like me, speak to another employment lawyer. That's okay too. But you cannot sign it. If you sign it, I can almost guarantee that you'll be giving up potentially tens of thousands of dollars that you are legally owed. So very bad mistake. In almost every case, 90% of cases that I've seen in my 21, 22 years of doing this, 90% of cases, that severance offer that the employer is asking you to accept is a lot less than what you're actually owed. A lot less. Tens of thousands of dollars less often. And your employer often hopes you won't know, or maybe your employer itself doesn't know. Okay, I'm not trying to say that every employer is definitely trying to get away with something. They may not know. They may not appreciate it. But once you sign it, that's it. You're stuck. You're done. And if you realize 2 days later that it was a big mistake and they owe you more, there's nothing that you can do about it. So be smart. Do the right thing. Never, ever sign that severance offer without speaking to me.
And again, a good time to remind you that there's always a shortcut to that answer, and simply go to pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. There's a severance calculator right there. Literally takes like 30 seconds to go through a couple questions, and you'll pop out the back end of that with an answer, the correct amount of severance. And from there, of course, you'll contact Lior. Okay, working on down the list, pal, the commandments, 10 commandments of termination of employment. Number five is thou shalt always keep copies of all relevant documents. That's good for life, as a matter of fact.
It is very good for life, and I'm sure we can come up with many examples that have nothing to do with employment law, where you'd be really smart to keep copies of relevant documents. I mean, I'm not saying you hoard documents for 20 years, but definitely use some kind of discretion and common sense. You want to keep documents, and that's very true when it comes to employment law. I'm talking about employment agreements. I'm talking about letters dealing with promotions. I'm talking about promises made to you or anything to do with your performance. All of those are important documents you want to have copies of. And the reason we want to keep copies is you may think, well, it's saved on the server, so it's there if I need it. Well, what happens if you're let go today? Yeah. You're called into a meeting, and by the time you're back in your office, your access to the server is done. I see that every single day. And you say, gosh, there was these important documents that I wish I had copies of. Well, make copies. Keep copies. Very important that you have them. We may need them if you are let go. And we're talking about the commandments of termination and severance. To maximize what you're owed, to understand your entitlements, to understand everything that goes into assessing your situation, we need to look at those relevant documents, employment agreement, policies that your employer has, employee handbooks. So have copies of important documents. If you're not sure if you should have a copy of it, have a copy. Make a copy anyway. Store it somewhere safe so that it's there for you when you need it.
The next one, number six, is kind of dovetails nicely to that one. Lior says, thou shalt keep records of important events, too. What do you mean by that?
So oftentimes important things, important events happen verbally. You may be called into a meeting and you're told, good news, we're going to be promoting you at the end of the year. That's an important event, right? Well, wait a second. If it's not in writing, and I'm using this example because this exact situation is something I came up against earlier this week. Person was told he's going to be promoted. End of the year, employer says no, and there's really no proof of that. So what do you do? You want to keep a record of that. And the best way to do that is you create that record. Send an email. So using my example with the promotion, send an email after that meeting. Employer, thank you. I'm really happy that you told me that I'm going to be promoted at the end of the year or that I'm going to be getting that pay raise. Whatever the situation is. And sometimes, by the way, that important event may not be a good event.
Right.
Maybe it's a situation where you've been mistreated. Well, let's have a record. Let's write it down somewhere or send someone an email confirming what happened so that there's proof. When it comes to employment law, if you're going to allege that you're owed something, if you're going to allege that someone did something to you, usually you have to prove it. So if you don't have any proof and your employer denies it, it becomes a he said, she said, and you're not able to prove it. So it's very, very easy to do. If you have something contemporaneous in writing that you created, you're preserving your rights, and that's very important to do. And that's especially true when we're talking about termination of employment, because oftentimes the termination may happen if you've been mistreated, or it may come in a situation where your employer made a promise and broke that promise. So keep records of all important events in writing. You'll be glad you did.
This one's great. Number seven of the commandments of termination of employment. It's beautiful. It says, thou shalt think about termination when accepting a new job. That's, you know, people are thinking, well, that's kind of like thinking about divorce on my wedding day. What do you mean, Lior? What's going on here?
Well, it's kind of in a way like that, except here's what you want to think about it. If you're getting married, you may think it's weird to think about divorce, but if your spouse that you're marrying was thinking about divorce, you'd probably say, well, maybe I should think about that as well. Well, that's what happens when you accept a job, especially if you're looking at that employment agreement. Your employer is probably already thinking about what happens if they let you go. They're likely going to put something in that employment agreement that outlines your future severance, more specifically, that limits your future severance. So one way to give up your future severance rights, to give up your termination entitlements, is by signing an employment agreement that limits those rights.
Right.
So you want to be mindful of that. Think about that. Look for that. If you're signing an employment agreement, I can almost guarantee you that there's something in there where your employer is trying to limit your severance. But if you can identify that, often you can negotiate that out of there or negotiate to improve it. A term like that in the agreement can cost you literally tens of thousands of dollars, even hundreds of thousands of dollars. So be very mindful of that. It's okay to tell your employer, I noticed that this job offer that you gave me tries to limit my future severance. Can we do something about that? That's not just okay to do. It's a necessary thing to do. Always happy to review employment agreements. By the way, the best thing for a new employee is not to have an agreement at all. Handshake. If you have a handshake deal and that's it, be glad about that.
Number eight here in the termination of the 10 commandments of termination of employment. I just talked to somebody 2 days ago about this. They were panicking. And of course, I referenced you and kind of referenced this point. Thou shalt not stress out over severance deadlines. You know, Friday at 5 or tomorrow, whatever, right?
Every severance letter, almost every severance letter, has a deadline attached to it. So, employee, here's what we're offering you, but you better sign this by Friday or Tuesday or whatever the date is. And you're going to feel stressed. I have to sign it. Look, it says right there I have to sign it or I don't get it. Don't worry about it. Your legal rights don't expire on Friday and they don't expire for 2 years. It's just a pressure tactic to get you to accept less than what you're owed. You know better. I've already said don't ever sign it. Don't worry about that pressure tactic. Call me. Let's make sure you get what the law says you should have.
Commandment 9, thou shalt not give the company reason to let you go for cause.
So we're kind of changing that. We're talking about rights. Well, let's also talk about things you shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. Don't do stupid things, right? Don't do things to give the company the ability to terminate you for cause. Be respectful to your employer. Do your job to the best of your abilities. If you make a mistake, own up to it. Don't give the company reason to even consider letting you go for cause. It's difficult to terminate for cause. Don't get me wrong. It's not something an employer can do. You'd have to do something really bad, but don't do that. Be a good employee. You're going to last longer, and it's also going to be easier to get your severance if your employer is not upset at you. So be smart about it.
Number 10, as we wrap up this list for tonight, is, kind of obvious, is where it all leads. Thou shall use the severance calculator at pocketemploymentlawyer.ca, or simply leapfrog that and call you, Lior. Always a good plan.
You know, it comes down to getting that proper advice. We started with the idea that you need to get advice from the right source. We'll end with that. When it comes to employment law, when it comes to your termination, you losing your job is a big deal. It's a big deal. You just lost your job. Your income is going to stop. You still have to pay your bills, your mortgage, etc. You don't know how long it's going to take you to find another job, especially these days. So we have to do this right. We can't walk away from our rights and from our entitlements. Call me. Let's talk about it. I talk every single day with people that lose their jobs and make sure that they get what they're owed. So be smart. Of course, we created the severance calculator to help you with that process. So either that or call me. Happy to talk always.
One quick email. We'll slide it in. Kyle says, guys, I love the show. Is 8 months of severance enough for a 60-year-old salesperson with 15 years of service?
Absolutely not. We're probably looking at double that, Kyle. So you're probably looking closer to 16 months, not 8 months. So that's a wrongful dismissal. Wrongful dismissal is where you let go without proper severance. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. Don't sign that severance offer. Call me and let's make sure you get everything you're owed.
Great stuff. We hope you learned a lot over the last 30 minutes. We're back to do it all again tomorrow night. In the meantime, reaching out to Lior and the team. I've told you a million times. I'll keep telling you. 1-855-821-5900. Help at employmentlawyer.ca. And that website, just mentioned it again, pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. We'll catch you tomorrow, 6:30. Again, looking forward to an employment law show. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.